Good morning, witches. This is the Witch Daily Show, coming to you from New Orleans, with host Tanya Brown. Our episodes span about 20 minutes long to give you just a little pop of magic. So, tune in, take a deep breath, and enjoy.
Good morning. It is March 14th, 2023. It is Tuesday. I am Tanya, and this is the Witch Daily Show. Today's episode is brought to you by Witch Way Publishing. So let's get your day going with a little magic. Our quote of the day is, "Feminism is a movement to end sexism, sexist exploitation, and oppression," by Bell Hooks. So we are drinking Witch's Cupboard this week. Witch's Cupboard is an herbal cocktail of Egyptian chamomile, South African rooibos, and fresh peppermint leaves, a soothing blend, a familiar taste that produces a pleasantly original combination. It's also caffeine-free. What? So yesterday we talked about the magical properties of chamomile, but today I wanted to talk about the healing benefits, especially like topically. So this comes to us from skininc.com. So chamomile's ability to inhibit inflammation makes it great for skincare. It helps to comfort, soothe, moisturize. The chemical compound has also been shown to help improve the skin's barrier function. So here are a few ways you can use chamomile. When choosing products, ingredients, herbs, and essential oils for yourself and your business, tune into the essence of a product as well as looking at its chemical properties or physical benefits. Healing is in the spirit or essence of a plant or product, so use your intuition to help guide you. 1. Aroma sachets and capsules. The simplest use for chamomile is to purchase organic dried chamomile flowers from a local herb store. Place 2 to 3 teaspoons of the dried herb into a bag, organza bag, and use it to breathe in the aroma of the flower. Inhalation of the vaporized essential oil derived from chamomile flowers in the sachet can also be recommended to relieve anxiety. Next, aromatherapy massage. Aromatherapy was one of the first ever classes I took when I decided I wanted to like really bulk up my witch knowledge, and it has stuck with me ever since. But anyways, aroma and chamomile essential oil may be used alone or blended with lavender essential oil. It can be used in massage to help reduce stress and anxiety. Some studies have shown that 3 20-minute massage sessions per week for 6 weeks shows a significant result in reduced anxiety and increased self-esteem. 3 chamomile herbal infusions, so chamomile tea, we love to see it. 4 compresses for irritation and wound healing. Use your infusion as an eye compress for eye irritation and pink eye. Let the tea cool. You may also refrigerate the infusion and then soak up cotton balls and then squeeze out the excess and place on the eyelids for 10 minutes. For larger areas with skin irritation, you could use a few drops of chamomile essential oil to like a bath or soak it in a towel like with tea and use it on large areas. And then finally, mouthwash to reduce inflammation. Using an herbal infusion of chamomile as mouthwash and gargle has been known to reduce inflammation of the mucous membranes of the mouth and throat, especially for cancer patients being treated with chemotherapy. All right, witches, moving into some headlines. This comes to us from fayobserver.com. Rakeem Jones, Fayetteville's Empress Juju, explains hoodoo. So often society mixes up hoodoo and voodoo. Like, honestly, not just society, the witch world really seems to struggle with the difference. However, there is a major difference. Hoodoo is not a religion, but a set of spiritual practices, and voodoo is a religion with leaders, teachers, representatives, services, and an organized structure. Side note, not the article, this is Tanya, but how I've always explained it is voodoo is a religion, hoodoo is a practice, right? So like a folk practice, it's just what you learn to get the job done, you know, whereas voodoo is like a religion. So kind of a example more people may be familiar with is like voodoo is like Wicca, where there's like rules and structures and traditions and da da da, whereas hoodoo is like witchcraft. It's just something you do, you know? So this article continues. Hoodoo is a practice of looking inward and being in tune with your spiritual being. Voodoo came to prominence in the regions of Haiti and throughout Louisiana, while hoodoo came from Africa. Both were practiced by enslaved persons who were working to overcome oppression in the United States. In addition, both practices have been associated with witchcraft and magic. In Fayetteville, one resident has embarked on a journey to break the connotation associated with the practices of hoodoo. Empress Juju is a 34-year-old Spring Lake native who has been practicing hoodoo for 8 years. Before getting into her spirituality, she graduated from Pine Forest High School and attended the University of North Carolina at Pembroke. She decided to relocate to New York, and there she encountered a group that was studying hoodoo and became intrigued. She began to engulf herself in knowledge. Her quests began as a means of searching for truth, achieving growth, and developing a positive mindset. She had always been raised as a Christian. However, she craved something else that she felt that to her felt real and natural, and chose to go within for the answer. Before she was able to absorb the teaching, Empress understood that she had to commit to some serious lifestyle changes. So she decided to start meditating and become vegan. In addition, she says she achieved self-actualization, a higher level of personal growth. She feels that being the captain of your own ship has helped her be in control of her own mind. Through self-actualization, she has been afforded the opportunity to live how she wants and learn to interact with society in a more open manner. One of the greatest challenges with her transition was changing her mind. Furthermore, she had to conquer her fear of the unknown, along with unlearning everything she once believed and becoming closer to self. Empress has always wanted to help people help themselves and has worked as a hairstylist, been involved in real estate, is a serial entrepreneur, and her latest business venture is the product of her spirituality and her love for helping others help themselves. So basically, she opened up a storefront called Juju Avenue, which offers spiritual services. Pretty cool. All right, witches, I'm going to throw this over to our moon correspondent. And after this break, we will talk more.
Hello to all of my astro friends. This is Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, coming at you with your daily moon mantra for Tuesday, March 14th. The waning gibbous moon strikes out into Sagittarius today. Here, the moon squares Mercury and trines Jupiter. We might be stumbling into some luck today, but we can't seem to get ourselves centered enough to enjoy it. There's something bothering us that we can't seem to put words to, and it's distracting us from some of the good things that are put in our way. Maybe decide to let whatever it is go for today. Jupiter would like to reward us, and I think we should let him. Your daily moon mantra is, sometimes in life you'll find it necessary to let things go simply for the reason that they are heavy. This has been your daily moon mantra with Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, signing off and reminding you that you are in charge of your own destiny.
Have an idea for the next great book on witchcraft? Witchway Publishing is looking for authors, new and seasoned, who are ready to publish their next book. Everyone has a story, and every story deserves to be told. Currently accepting books for our 2024 lineup, we are looking for books centering around witchcraft as a spirituality or practice, as well as fiction books. We are currently not accepting children's books, photography books, or books of poems. If you're interested, please visit witchwaypublishing.com.
All right, we are back. So as we are kind of moving into a economically difficult time, like, they haven't officially said that we're entering a recession, but, like, I think we can all kind of feel it, right? Like, eggs are crazy out of control, and, like, rent has been skyrocketing, and I know we're all feeling it. So I wanted to share a spell from Which Way Magazine, March 2023, and it is written by Sarah Marie Little, and it is called Manifesting Wealth in the Cracks. So sometimes what we seek is where we least expect it. Sometimes abundance is right within reach. Sometimes we can touch the impossible. So this spell requires you to surrender to the cracks, parts of you that might have been shut out or disregarded. This spell will help you find wealth where you may yet have looked. So what you need for this spell is a spell jar. So, you know, a jar, honey and cinnamon dust. I think she just means ground cinnamon. I need to better edit these articles. Cinnamon. You need like some form of money, so maybe 3 coins or paper notes or, you know, anything you have that symbolizes money, paper and pens, and a candle. Okay, so you need 1 to 2 hours to complete the spell. So to prepare, you want to write down 3 questions you do not know the answer to. It may be a question you believe you will never know the answer to. Questions can be wildly enthusiastic or simply stated. So they can be, what is my purpose? Or do I have enough dried sage? Like, so it can be like very esoteric or more like mundane. So the first question should be about yourself. The second question should be about your environment. And the third question should be about your future. So write your 3 questions on paper strips and then put them aside. So when we say question about yourself, so like they used, what is my purpose? A question about your environment, do I have enough sage? Question about your future. Will I achieve this goal I've been working on? You get the idea. So begin by creating a sacred space to conduct your spell in. So this highly depends on your own practice, your religion, your path, but you want to go ahead and, you know, cast your circle. Call upon the 4 directions, call in your guides, ancestors, again, whatever your practice is. We all have a different situation. And then if you like to work with a particular god or goddess or spirit, go ahead and invoke them after you cast your circle. Now, you want to move yourself so you are sitting at southwest. So if you need to pull out your phone, use a little compass tool, that's an option. Now, sit cross-legged and bring a small rock to your body. Let your body move as it wants to. Just like, again, you know, get comfortable, right? So you can like move, sway, rock. You just kind of want to get comfortable, get that feeling. And what we're doing here, for those of you who are like, why would you rock or sway? You're trying to kind of pull away, right? You're trying to pull back from your environment. You're trying to disconnect a little bit. Now, light your candle and speak your 3 unanswerable questions. So remember, our questions were, what is my purpose? Do I have enough dried sage? Will I reach my goals? Okay. Let the words draw forward potent images in your mind and stay with them. So again, as you're asking these questions, note what's coming to your mind, okay? Are you seeing flashes of an empty bottle of sage? Are you seeing yourself speaking to a large group? Do you see yourself being happy and joyful as you clutch your diploma in your hand, right? You just want to kind of, as you ask those questions, just naturally let whatever images come to your mind. Now you're going to ask those questions again. And then again, see what images come to mind. And you're going to do this a few times, maybe two or three times, because you just want to give yourself the space to let your intuition kind of pull in information from around you. And again, depending on your belief system, that the information could be from the god or goddess, they could be from your spirit guide, they could just be from yourself. So you just want to kind of pull that information in. Now, after you've done that a few times and you feel like you've pulled in some information, imagine yourself weaving a bright red thread between the images you saw. Let that thread become stronger and more vibrant as you weave them. And again, keep kind of rocking and moving and swaying. Keep moving your body. Again, this just helps you keep focus on the task at hand. It's a great little trick, especially for newer witches. And keep weaving the thread. It becomes stronger. You're pulling these images together in your mind. So once you've done that, you have all these images in your head of information you've pulled in. Again, like information about those questions you asked, and they are weaved and threaded with red thread. It's strong and it is tangible, and it is it has a great foundation. Again, it is strong and durable, right? Now, once you have that, you're going to chant the words, that once was, that once is, that once to be, will be. As you take one coin or note and place it into your jar, you're going to repeat those words again and put the second coin or note into your jar. And then you are going to repeat it a third time and put the final coin or note into your jar. Now, fold the paper that has your questions and put those pieces of paper into the jar as well. Take your honey and pour it in over the coins and sprinkle with the cinnamon. Bring the rock back to your body and imagine that the red thread that holds your symbolic image grows serpent-like up your spine. Stay with the image, stay with the rock. Ask your higher self for a word or potent phrase representing your cracks. When you have the image or phrase, draw it or write it on a piece of paper and place it into the jar as well. Close and bless your jar. Now you can thank your ancestors, gods, goddesses, spirits, whoever you called upon, whoever you invoked. And then at that point, you want to go ahead and close your circle, release the invocation, however you normally do based off of your practice. Next, I want you to place the jar on your altar. And then you'll continue to tend to your altar with images, symbols, or items that you kind of stumble upon that remind you of the spell, remind you of the images that came to your mind. Anything you come upon that kind of reminds you of this spell, you can add it to your altar. So in closing, remember, wealth is not outside of yourself. Often society makes people believe that they are less than others because their talents cannot fit into society's neatly confined boxes. But the cracks hold great potency and power. Your most significant wealth is the overlooked abundance you know as ordinary. All right, witches. So we are wrapping up this episode of the Witch Daily Show. I want to give a shout out to listener Audrey Grabowski. Audrey, you dreamlike wicked witch. Lori Sanderson. Lori, you poetic, cunning starfish. Veronica, you graceful celestial sunfish. And finally, Lycan Green Moss. Lycan, you opulent poetic kitten. Thank you so much for being Patreon supporters. I really, really appreciate it. And before we leave, we have a card pull. Our card today is the Witch Doctor from the Metaphysical Cannabis Oracle. Slow down and listen to your inner voice. What is yours will never pass you by. If you receive the Witch Doctor, consider the following. Befriend your shadow. Trust your intuition. Everyone has a shadow self. Are you running from yours? All right, witches, before we leave, we do have an announcement. Don't forget the Magic of Trees book giveaway. We're giving away one copy. So to enter, simply email us at thewitchdailypodcast@gmail.com. And tell us how connecting with nature has helped or heal or assist your life. Your answers may be read on air, so just kind of prepare for that. And that's it. Don't forget any books, decks, headline sources, anything we've referenced today can be found in the podcast episode description or witchpod.com. And we will talk again tomorrow.
witches, we hope you have a wonderful day, full of joy and gentleness and confidence. Links for this week's episodes, our website, Patreon, along with a free daily card pull can be found at witchpod.com. One stop for everything we talk about. Now, take one more deep breath and have a great day.
I had an abortion when I was 15 years old in my home state of Arizona in 1994. It was not a decision that I made lightly, but I have never for one moment doubted that it was the right decision for me. But so much has changed in Arizona and many other states since then. If I were that same 15-year-old in Arizona today, legally, I would have to get parental consent. I would be forced to undergo a medically unnecessary ultrasound, go to a state-mandated in-person counseling session designed solely to shame me into changing my mind, and then take a state-mandated 24-hour time out to make sure I really know what I wanted. And finally, I would be forced to give the state a reason why. Well, here is mine. It is my body, not the state's. Women and their doctors are the ones that are in the best position to make informed decisions about what is best for them. No one else. No bill that criminalizes abortion will stop anyone from making this incredibly painful decision. These bans will not stop abortion from happening, but they will drive women and girls and people into the shadows, which is what this has always been about, shaming and controlling women's bodies. In the week after I shared my story on my show, women were coming up to me in the street, in the supermarket, at my gym, with tears in their eyes, thanking me for my bravery. But the word brave didn't sit right with me. Why is it brave to speak to an experience that millions of people around the world throughout history have gone through? And then I realized it is considered brave because as women, we have been taught to feel shame about our bodies since birth. I am so sad that we have to sit here in front of a row of politicians and give deeply personal statements because the why doesn't matter. It should not matter. I am a human being that deserves autonomy in this country that calls itself free, and choices that a human being makes about their own bodies should not be legislated by strangers who can't possibly know or understand each individual's circumstances or beliefs. I'm here today to help destigmatize a legitimate medical procedure and continue to encourage women not to allow themselves to be shamed for their choices. And finally, I am here today for my two little girls, Birdie and Cricket. My dream for them is that they will live in a world in which women are truly equal with complete control over their own reproductive health. That is the dream I hold for all people, regardless of their privilege or parents or what state they live in. That dream is slipping further and further from reality with every ban passed. I hope that you, our elected leaders, can help us reverse the tide. Thank you. I look forward to today's discussion.